Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're on Lamed Ches Lamed Beis. We ended off the Daf saying yesterday that Rabbi said that just walking somewhere, that's not hachana. Just walking somewhere is not hachana. You have to do something, you have to say something. Just walking to sit there to make my shvitza, that's not hachana. That's what we ended off saying yesterday. Now the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Bar Bar Chana Labaya, If Rabbah would have heard the following brisa, that what? That lo yahalich adam l'sof sodehu. You're not allowed to walk to your field on Shabbos, to the edge of your field, lay that to know, mahi tzricha. What's my week like ahead of me? What am I going to be busy with Sunday morning? What do I got to do? I don't want to do that on Shabbos. I don't want to go to your store to check the window and see what's going on. I don't want to do that. Not doing anything, just walking. So if Rab would have heard that, right? He never would have said that walking is nothing. Kiyotzebo, similarly, lo yatayil adam al pesach medina kidei sheikonis lemerchatz miyad. You should also shouldn't be the first one. You're waiting by the bathhouse right when they open. By Matzah Shabbos, right when they open. So you'll walk to Shabbos afternoon and wait there. I don't do that. I ain't doing anything, just walking. So if Rob would have heard that you could just go walk somewhere, that you're not allowed to walk somewhere, he never would have said air if you could just go walk somewhere. You hear the question? Yesterday Rob said that going to walk to sit down for your Eruv is nothing. Not a chana. You're just walking. You didn't say anything, you didn't do anything. What do you mean? You're not allowed to go wait by the taxi. So second Shabbos is over, you get the first taxi to the airport. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go look at your store. You're not allowed to go look at your field. You're not allowed to go to the bathhouse. You're not allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Hachana. I'm preparing for after Shabbos. Right, I'll walk to the taxi stand on Shabbos. So the second Shabbos is over, I get the first taxi. You're not allowed to do that. So how can you go walk on Shabbos to your Eruv? Hadar Bey, he would have taken it back. He never would have said that. Right? Look at Rashi. Alma, afal gaf dehiluch greda ovid, even though all you did was walk, v'lo amar midi aser, v'lo amar midi, he didn't say anything. Aser, it's still aser. V'gabi eruv, id b'dibura havi aser, b'shem hachana, if talking is for sure aser, you go there on Shabbos afternoon, here is my eruv, that's for sure aser. Then even not talking should be aser. The Gemara gives a very, very, very difficult answer to this question. And the Gemara says, no. Shmile, he heard that vart, he heard the story, v'lo hadar bei, he still didn't take it back. I wasn't impressed with that question. Why? Hasam, by the case of the guy going to his field, or the guy going to the bathhouse, muchacha milsa, it's obvious that he's there for after Shabbos. He's standing in front of the movie theater on Shabbos afternoons. What are you doing here? Well, the minute Shabbos is over, I'll get the first ticket. It's clear that he's doing something wrong. He's hachana. He's preparing. Hacha, by the Eruv, lav mucha gamilzahi. It doesn't show anything. Why? Itzur midar banan hu, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you know what? Amri, Shmaitze Mash Chesei. He was learning, he's thinking, learning, walking, an absent-minded guy. Look where he found himself. He's by the end of his tchum. And E Amaret who, and if he's an Amaret, Amri, people will say, Chamu Irkisle, he lost one of his animals. He lost his donkey. So he's looking for his donkey, he's looking for one of his kids. But who knows, you know, this guy's a shlamazel. He's looking, just walking around. And therefore, it's very different. The problem I have with this is, who said hachana is about perception? Hachana is not about perception. What people are going to think? Hachana is about preparing. So what's the difference if people are going to think good or bad about you? What's the difference?
Does it make a difference if the reason for being in position is for a mitzvah?
Like
to be able to listen to a Talmud.
I understand, but that's not what we're saying. Oh, I hear what you're saying. It's because
sort of
sounds like more answers, though.
So you're going to do something that is very clearly
awesome. Yeah, it's
that's what he's saying.
I think that's what the
But it's a hachana issue. It's a hachana issue. Right. Only if you think only for a mitzvah. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's more than Maariv Zayin.
Yeah. More about Zayin,
yeah. Okay. Now, Gufa. We said yesterday, Amar of Yehuda, Erev Baraglav B'yom Rishon, if you walk to the Erev on the first day, either Shabbos or Yontif, Ma'ariv Baraglav B'yom Sheni, you have to go back the second day. Why? Two Kedushas. Erev B'pas B'yom Rishon, if you used bread the first day, Ma'ariv B'pas B'yom Sheni, you got to use bread the second day. Erev B'pas B'rishon, if you use pas the first day, ma'ariv baraglav b'sheni, you can go walk the second day. In other words, two kedushas. Erev baraglav b'rishon,
you mean
erev by just being there. Yeah, ein ma'ariv pas b'sheni. Iri baragla barishon ei ma'ar pas b'sheni she'ein ma'ar from betchila b'pas. Right, it's a tachana.
Yes.
So you see over here, you see what he's saying? Iri baragla barishon ein ma'ar b'pas b'sheni. If you went to walk the first day, you can't put bread the second day. Why? She'ein ma'ar from betchila b'pas, because you can't start off with pas. Says Rashi, miyam tefu shabbos b'shem hachana. The kari lay hashta some erev, because you have to declare, here's my erev. So you see, even for a mitzvah tachana. Which gets back to the question about the bathhouse.
That wasn't clear. The first day he made erev Shabbos, whatever, by being there.
Right.
So why can't he make an erev the second day with pas?
Because he's going to have to bring the pas on erev Shabbos, right, put it down, and declare, here's my erev, it's tachana. If you just walk there, you're not saying anything, it's okay. Exactly. Now, that's what we say right now. Ir b'pas b'yom rishon, mar pas b'yom sheni, amar shul b'os pas. The same box of matzah. Same bread. Amar vashi dekanami, mastason. The Mishnah even really said that. Because it said, diktani, ketaru osa, what do you do? Malicha b'rishon, you go the first day, umach shechalav, you wait for it to get dark, v'not lo, you take it, uba lo, you go home, b'sheni, the second day, mach shechalav, v'ochlo, uba lo. And on the second day, basically, you're bringing the same pizza, the same bread. For Rabbanon, what are the Rabbanon going to say back to that? Raya, the Rabbanon held, you don't have to do that. Rabbanon was saying, no, Dilma Hasam Eitatova Kamashwan. Maybe the Mishnah is giving you good advice. But Lav Davka, that's a chiyuv to do that. Okay? And that ends that Gemara.
Why is that not the chad of bringing it back to the same place, the same box of matzah? You're transporting that matzah back to a site where you want to be.
No, because you're going to eat it right then. That's why. I think that's why. Okay. Next Mishnah. It's actually amazing that this Mishnah is 2 days before Rosh Hashanah. Today and tomorrow, the whole daf is about Rosh Hashanah. So here we go. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah. Shehayu yarei shema tis'abar. Now, here's a story. In the times when they used to be Mekadesh Bri'iyah, by looking at the moon, Rosh Chodesh can only be one of 2 days. It can either be day 30 or day 31. In the Jewish calendar, there's no such thing as a month with 31 days. No such thing. In secular there is, but not in the Jewish. There's either a 29-day month or a 30-day month. Now, since you can only see the moon at night, the 30th day very often was Rosh Chodesh. Very often. If Adin came any time during the day and said, we saw the moon last night, then that day would be declared Rosh Chodesh. And even though in the morning, when I woke up in the morning, it wasn't Rosh Chodesh, but it became Rosh Chodesh. Now, when Rosh Hashanah, it's also Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow, Daf, we're going to talk about why we don't daven like that. Why don't we ever mention Rosh Chodesh in davening on Rosh Hashanah? We don't do that. Why not? Tomorrow's daf. So Rosh Chodesh is also Rosh Hashanah, is also Rosh Chodesh. So when I woke up in the morning, when I wake up in the morning on the 30th day, can I do malacha? Well, it's a very good chance today's going to be Rosh Hashanah. And if it's Rosh Hashanah, I really shouldn't be doing malacha today. This led to the suffix, and this led to the problems of having 2 days Rosh Hashanah, which is why we have 2 days Rosh Hashanah even in Eretz Yisrael. It's not really a suffix, a sacred yoma like 2 days of Pesach. It's not like that. It's a different invention. And because it is a different invention, Rosh Hashanah has more hak, whether or not it's considered 1 day or 2 days. Kedusha. Is it one Kedusha or 2 Kedushas? It was born out of a suffix, but it's a different kind of suffix. And because it is different, not a suffix, well, like, no, I can live down the block from the Beis HaMikdash. How am I going to know? When I woke up, I didn't see the moon last night, so I don't know what's going to happen today. Is it going to be Rosh Hashanah today? Maybe. Who knows? Now, so Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says like this, Rosh Hashanah, Shahayu Yare, the people were afraid. Shema Tithabar. Shema Tithabar. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is going to be only 1 day, 2 days. So Rashi says something very, very controversial. The first Rashi in the Mishnah says, Begola Kamayru. We're talking about in Golas. Now, what possessed Rashi to say that? It's not true. This issue applies in Eretz Yisrael too. Right? Shema Yasu Bezan Agadol Elul Mu'ubar. Maybe Elul became Mu'ubar, an extra day. I'm sorry, not like that. Shvayiyu Shnei Yomim Tovim. And there'll be 2 days Rosh Hashanah. V'yehetzarech Leilech Perishon L'tzarecha L'lashen L'tzarecher. You want to go to the east and you want to go to the west. So, what do you do? Back to the Mishnah. Ma'arif Adam Shnei Eruvin. You make 2 Eruvs. Same thing as before. V'omar. Before, the case was Shabbos following a Yontif, or Yontif following a Shabbos. Now we're talking about 2 days Rosh Hashanah. But it's the same halacha. Ma'arav Adam Shnei Eruvin, make 2 Eruvs for Omer, and you say, Eruve Berishon Lemizrach, Ulasheni Lemayrav. The first one over there, second one over there. Berishon Lemayrav, Ulasheni Lemizrach. Same thing. Eruve Berishon, I want to make an Eruv on the first day, Ubasheni Kibnei Iwi. And the second day, I'm not going anywhere. Or Eruve Bisheni Uberishon Kibnei Ewi. And the second day I'm going to stay home. The first day I'm going to stay home, not going anywhere. Okay? Now, clearly, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that Rosh Hashanah has 2 Kedushas. Clearly. Because if it has 1 Kedusha, you don't have to put 2 Eruvs. Right? Clearly he holds of 2 Kedushas. Each day is different. Each has its own Kedusha, and therefore, right? And therefore I'm going to make one, I have to make 2 Eruvs, so I want to make 2 different days. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. The chacham didn't agree with that. Why not? Rashi says, because they hold Kedusha achasin, 1 Kedusha. What? I didn't say that. 2 Kedushas, 1 Kedusha. When, in the Mishnah before, when it was Shabbos and a Yontif, somebody said 1 Kedusha also. No, yeah. No, yes, someone did. One of the Amoraim said it. One of the Tanaim said it. Nobody there said Yom HaRichta. Nobody said that. It's 1 Kedusha.
Aren't we saying though that one day is Rosh Hashanah Safik and the other is Rosh Hashanah Vardai, and therefore they have a difference?
That's exactly the reason the Tosa says tomorrow we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in Davening. Because we don't want anyone to think that. It's exactly the reason we don't mention Rosh Chodesh and Davening. We don't want anyone to make that mistake. You hear that? He said, well, isn't really the second day the real Rosh Chodesh? It's the second day. Because second day is Aleph. So that's exactly what Tosfos said. That's why we don't say Rosh Chodesh in Davening. We don't want anyone to think that. Very interesting answer.
Yeah.
Right? We don't want anyone to think that, so we don't even mention Rosh Chodesh. What? I can't hear you. What'd you say? Ignore what? We ignore the fact that it's Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention the Karbanos. We don't mention anything about it. We don't, when we say Yal V'Yavu on Rosh Hashanah, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. We don't mention anything about it. Why? Exactly, because no one should make that mistake, and that's only the second day special, not the first day. We don't want anyone to think that. Okay? Now, the old Amr of Yehuda, and there is another thing, which is really the same thing. Masna Adam al Hakalkala biyamtif, Rishon, the Ochla Basheni. What happened? A guy has apples he wants to eat. He wants to dip the apple in the honey. But he forgot to take off the Chuvas Masna on the apples. So the first day, he can't use the apples. Nothing he can do. He's stuck. First day, what's he going to say the first day? He's going to say like this. If today is not Rosh Hashanah, it's really a chol day, then here I'm taking off tshuva right now, and the rest of the apples are good. Okay? Now, can he eat anything? No, he can't. Second day, he takes those same apples and set mafresh them again. If today is chol, I'm being mafresh them. If yesterday was chol, then I was mafresh them yesterday. And now you can dip the apple in the honey. Because Mimanov Shach, you got Shumas and Maestros on a non-Yontif day. Right? Only one of these days is really Rosh Hashanah. We just don't know which one. Right? So Rashi says, Adam al-Kalkala, Masna Adam al-Kalkala, Shal Tevel, of Tevel, Biyontif Rishon Shal Rosh Hashanah of Omer. Im Hayom Chol, if today's not really Rosh Hashanah, Tehei Zu Truma, al-Elu. I'm taking off Truma right now. Vim Hayom Kodesh, and if today's really Rosh Hashanah, and the Varei Klum, then you're not allowed to take off Shumas Abayasas on Yantif. It's a Gzeira.
Why don't you say that the Rabbonim that declared is Mekudesh is the same as what they declared, and you could make a Klum and anything else? Why don't you say that?
What do you mean?
How can a person say that if today is Chol, if the best thing that they are is Kodesh, and your Shumas today is Kudesh, you can't say that?
No, we're holding today. I live in the Rashi's Golos. I live in Golos. I have no idea what's going on in the Beit HaMikdash. So I wake up in the morning, I'm going to treat today as if it's Rosh Hashanah, Misafe. Now, by the way, maybe it really is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's Rosh Hashanah, because maybe Edom came. I have no idea. If they came, then today's Rosh Hashanah. If they didn't come, then tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. But I'm holding both days, because I have no idea. What? That's why it's hard to say it was Galus. So I'm in Haifa. I have no idea what's going on. I'm up north. I have no idea. I'm in Tzfas. I have no idea. So I'm going to hold today Rosh Hashanah because maybe Edom will come. I'm going to hold tomorrow Rosh Hashanah because maybe Edom didn't come today. They're going to come tomorrow. Yeah, you said that already. And in the Mishnah, no one said that. We said but two Kedushas, one Kedusha. Your thing we'll get to tomorrow, if we even get to it. Tomorrow, the day after tomorrow. Right, so Rashi continues. They might be in Chum v'Yantif. You're not going to take off Chum on Yantif. Because the Shivos Rabbanan who? From Mesechus Beitza. It's Exerid the Rabbanan and Mesechus Beitza. Ulumachar Omar, then the next day you say like this. Im Eshmol Kodesh, if yesterday was really Rosh Hashanah, Vayom Chol, and today's not, then Tehezu Shamarti Eshmol Chuma Allah Al Elu. Then yesterday I said I took off Chuma. V'im Hayom Kodesh, the Eshmol Chol, I'm sorry. Yeah, but my yom kodesh l'esmol chol, farhi truma, my esmol. Everyone took off truma yesterday. V'ochol kalkala, hamutukenes, u'mashayra truma. Very good. So no matter what you cover your bases, if you think about it, the Gemara is going to ask, he said the same thing twice. First he said it about the Eruv, and then he said it about truma. Same exact halacha. Same thing twice. Why do we have to say the same thing twice? Okay, we'll get to that in the Gemara. Third case, v'chein beitza shenol de barishon tocha b'sheni. Same thing. If an egg is laid on the first day yontif, you can eat it on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Mimanav shach. One of the days it was laid or about to be laid was a chol day. V'lo hodu lo chachamim. Mr. G, the chacham didn't agree with this. Why didn't they agree with this? Why not? Why did they agree? What's wrong? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with this thinking? Right? Why did they agree? Right?
One Kedusha.
Right? One Kedusha. Reb Dosef ben Horkanus Omer, Hovel ifna teva b'yantif shal Rosh Hashanah, when you're davening for the Yom at Rosh Hashanah, Right? Omer, you see the following vort. By the way, he means if you, he doesn't mean only if you daven for the Omer, not if you daven by your seat. Well, in those days, nobody davened by the seat. Only the Shlech Tzibur davened. So then you say the following nusach. Ha-chlitenu Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem should give us strength and save us. Es-yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, im hayom, im lemachar. You make a line like that. If it's today or if it's tomorrow. You had your bets. Ulemachar, on the second day, who Omer, you say, im hayom, im emesh, if it was today or yesterday. For the Hodol HaChachamim. Chacham didn't agree with that. You don't say, if today, then if tomorrow. You don't say that. Okay? Now, man lo hodulo, who is the one who argues here? Who's the Chachamim? Rav Yossi, it's Rav Yossi. So why would the Mishnah call Rav Yossi Chachamim, like it's the plural, like it's the majority of the people? Why would the Mishnah do that? And the Ritva says, because Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnayos, wanted you to know this is how we paskin. The consensus is one day, one Kedusha. That's why he said it like, it's a Chacham, like it's almost everybody. It's not everybody, it's Rav Yossi, right? Titania. Modim Chachamim L'Rebbe Eliezer. The Chachamim agreed with Rebbe Eliezer. What do you mean the Chachamim agreed with Rebbe Eliezer? Well, yesterday, we had a Mishnah about Yontif following Shabbos. And over there, Rebbe Eliezer said, you can make an Erev in two different directions. And the Chacham said, no, you can't. Right? Yontif following Shabbos, Rebbe Eliezer said, you can make an Erev in two different directions. And the Chacham said, no, you can't. One Erev. Amar Rebbe Eliezer, Modim Chachamim L'Rebbe Eliezer, the Chachamim agree with Rebbe Eliezer. But Rosh Hashanah, Shoyare, Shematis Abar, that on Rosh Hashanah, when you want to make two Erevs, Ma'arev Adam Shnei Eruvin, V'Omar, Eruvi Rishon L'Mizrach, U'Sheni L'Mayrev. Rishon L'Mayrev, Sheni L'Mizrach. Eruvi Rishon B'Sheni B'nei Iri, Eruvi Rishon B'nei Iri. The Chachamim agree with him about that. Even though, they argued on the first case of Yontif and Shabbos, 2 days Rosh Hashanah, they agree. Why do they agree? Right? Why do they agree? Right? The answer is, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, one of the days is Vaday Chol. There's no question it's Chol. So why can't you make two different areas, two different directions? One day is not even Yontif. The whole thing's a Safik. Shabbos and Yontif, there's nothing Chol here. There's no Safik. It's definitely Shabbos. It's definitely Yontif. So in the previous, it's a little bit counterintuitive. In the previous Mishnah, the Chachamim held that when one day is Shabbos and one day is Yontif, it's Friday Shabbos. Friday's Shavuos. Shabbos is not Shavuos. If you have Friday Shabbos, there's no question both days are Kodesh. Therefore, it's one Kedusha. One long period of Kedusha. And therefore, you can't make an error for two different directions. However, Rosh Hashanah, one day's for sure a Safek. One day, let's go look at the Torah. The Torah says only keep one day Rosh Hashanah. Why are we keeping 2 days? Because I don't know which day Rosh Hashanah is. So I'm going to hold both. One day's for sure a Safek. Say to Chachamim, we agree you can make two errors. After all, one day's not even a Yontif. We agree with that. Rabbi Yossi, Oser. Rabbi Yossi says, no, I hold it's Oser. I hold you can only make one Erev. Why? Because even 2 days Rosh Hashanah, he holds, is like one long day. One Kedusha. Right? And Rashi, we don't have time to do it. Rashi explains, you know, that whole story there, where they were holding it was a Chol day, and then it became, they came in the afternoon, they didn't know what to do, so late in the day. So they held the whole day Rosh Hashanah. Amalahan Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi says to them, Iyata Modim, don't you agree, Shembo Edim and Amincha Ulamaila, that if Edim would come in the afternoon, on the first day, late in the afternoon, Yantif is almost over. So they came so late in the afternoon, Shinogin Osu Ayom Kodesh Ulamacher Kodesh? Wouldn't you hold that day Yantif, and the next day also? Right? Which means, What does that mean? So we have to look at Rashi. It's four lines where the lines get wide. Okay, in the Rashi there, where it says umikol makom umem mem, one, two, three, four lines from the bottom. Umikol makom gmar yom shloshim nogin kodesh kitchilaso. They would hold the whole day kodesh. In other words, Rashi. Let's say I woke up in the morning. It's the 30th day of Elul. I'm going to treat today as Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because maybe Edom are coming. What if it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Edom aren't coming now. Now I can turn the TV on. It's not Rosh Hashanah now. The whole day I was holding Rosh Hashanah, but it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. They're not coming. Tomorrow will be Rosh Hashanah. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah now. Now I can go drive my car. Says Rashi, no. Rabbi Yosef, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to finish out the day. Right? Think about that for a second. I woke up in the morning, I'm treating today as Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. Maybe. Maybe Edom are going to come. By 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, Edom aren't coming. No one's coming. Which means, tomorrow is automatically Rosh Hashanah. So today's no longer Rosh Hashanah. So the whole day I was holding not doing Malacha for a reason. I can do Malacha now. You can't do that. You have to finish out the day. Make sense?
Why?
What? What's the reason? Shekach Titnu. The Chamer rule. Even the end of the day when no one is coming anymore. Even then, you can't now start doing malachas. Even though you know now for sure that Rosh Hashanah is going to be tomorrow. And at 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not Rosh Hashanah today. I still can't do malachas. It's such an interesting thing. Ulumachar kodesh. V'harachokim mi-bezdin. But if you live far away from Bezdin and you don't even know, you have no idea what's going on. If you live down the block and you're a big yenta and then you know you come, Adam come today? Did they come yet? It's already 3 o'clock. Can I drive to the car? No. We made it zero. If you're far away, you don't even know what this hacking is going on. You have no idea, right? Noah and Shnei Yamim Tovim Lav Mishum Suffolk nearest Levana Biyom Lamed Vavishnei Chol Suffolk Biyom Lamed Aleph Vavirishon. They're both Kodesh. And how Rashi just did that. They're both Kodesh. Why are they both Kodesh? They're both Kodesh because it's a suffix. Maybe they're going to come now. Maybe they're going to come tomorrow. I have no idea. So they're both the same suffix. The same suffix. And therefore it's like one Kedusha. And that's why Rabbi Yossi holds it's one kedusha. So I'm looking at Rabbi Yossi. Yatim Moda, don't you agree with me? Shimbo Edim and Mincha Vamaila Shnogim Osor Yom Kodesh Ulamacha Kodesh. Let's say they would come Taka, and you wanna. We made it zero. You have to hold the whole day because we don't want it to be a half. No such thing. Half the day you're holding on to half the day. We don't want to do that. So you made it zero the whole day. What if the Taka showed up? What if they showed up? They showed up at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Too late. So what are we going to do? Today's for sure Rosh Hashanah. And tomorrow we're also going to hold Rosh Hashanah. Don't you see it's one Kedusha? Rashi says in the bottom line, Alma, Anan derechakinan mi-bezdin, those that are far away from Bezdin have no idea what's going on, misapkalon, they have a suffix. Dilmahachi haviv tavayu kodesh. They're both kodesh. Each one's the same. There's no difference. It's only different if you live near the Beis HaMikdash and you can know what's going on. You know the hak. If you don't know the hak, they're both the same. It's exactly the same. Maybe they came today, maybe they came tomorrow. It's both the same. There's no difference. The only difference if you live near Bezdin. If you live near Bezdin, you know the hak. You can go by, did they come yet? It's 4 o'clock already. Are they coming? If you don't live near Bezdin, you don't know the hak, then both days are exactly the same, says Rabbi Yossi. They're both the same. Now, it's true that one day is not Rosh Hashanah. That's true. Can't avoid that. But you don't know which one that is. And therefore, both days I'm going to treat as Kodesh. So interesting. And therefore, there's one Kedusha. And therefore, I can have one Erev.
Is that where you want to rest your
conscience? You're so busy with that.
How can it be that it's one Kedusha if you live one place and one Kedusha if you don't live another place?
No, you're right. What Rabbi Yossi is pointing out is that just because, that you're right. Even if you live in the Beis HaMikdash, it's still the same story. But there might have been a reason that you're going to outsmart the Chachamim because they didn't come already. So now I can go drive my car. Now I can watch TV. No, you can't do that. We're not doing that. If you live far away, you can't even, there's no Havamina to do that. No Havamina. It's a good question. It's a very good question. We'll get to it. We'll get to that in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, I believe. You have to wait for that question. I don't know the answer. I don't remember the answer. There is a question. No, there's a question like that. Okay? So since we're going to hold 2 days, why are we holding 2 days? Why are we holding 2 days?
Well, those who live locally, I mean, you can come at 9 in the morning. Next day is nothing.
What? So theoretically, yes.
But
yes. So they made a gzeira. When we were the whole class, well, they made a gzeira about that. They made a gzeira if that doesn't happen. So we're always going to hold 2 days. But the point is that both days have the same exact suffix. That's the point. Since they have the same exact suffix, it's like Yom Arif, it's like one Kedusha, and therefore you can make one Eruv. So, Verabbanan is going to give Yossi's pshat. Hacha kihechi delo lezalzel libe. The only reason we're going to hold 2 days is not to be mezalzel in Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? Says Rashi on top. Amri lach, hasam, nami, kivan denidche liyom ha-macharas. If we're going to make the second day Rosh Hashanah, have a rishon chal, v'lo have a korosh alachad, only one day. V'hai detikin l'gmar hayom b'kedusha. Why are we finishing off the day in Kedusha? Why can't I drive my car now at 4 o'clock in the afternoon? Because next year, people are going to say, oh, 30th day of El, now you can drive around your car. So what's his name driving his car last year? So for that reason, we don't allow it. If I'm going to allow people to do malacha, a mincha time, because I know today's not Rosh Hashanah, because the Eidim didn't come yet, first of all, I might come to do malacha before mincha. Already now people are. It's already 12:15. They're not coming already. It's only 12:15. You make 5 o'clock, 12:15. Right? And also, so for those two reasons, we're going to always treat the same 2 days the same. Okay? Good. V'od Adamar B'Yehuda. Rebbe gave two cases. He gave the case of the Eruv, then he gave the case of taking off Truma on Yontif, on Rosh Hashanah, both days, and if the egg is laid on both days. So how do we need both cases? Same thing. Tzricha. The Yashmin and Rosh Hashanah by the Eruv, B'Hakam Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Deloka, Avim Midi. He didn't do anything. By the Eruv. Avol B'Kalkala, Demechzi, Kimasakin, Tivla, and Mode L'Rabbanon. But when it comes to taking off Truma, you're doing something, I would say maybe you can't do it. And if you had those two cases, there's no gzera to be made. But by an egg, there's a gzera, because squeezing out fruits, or liquids that come out, which is the reasons why you can't eat the egg if it's laid on yontif. The Gemara talks about that in Beitza. And I would say maybe they would agree with the Rabbanon. Therefore, tzrichi. Therefore, we need to mention both cases. Okay, now, next, Tanya. Ketat Amar Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda say exactly? It's very easy Gemara now. Masna Adam Al Kalkala, beyond the Frishon, you make a Tanai on the basket on the first day. For Achla B'Shedi, you can only eat the eggs, only eat the apples on the second day. How? Ha'ilafan of Shtekal Kalkala Shal Tevel. You take two baskets, they both have Tevel. Omri say like this. Imayom Chol Amacha Kodesh. If today's Chol and tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah, then al truma zu al zu. Basket A is truma for whatever is in basket B. Vim hayek kodesh, vim hayom kodesh ul machachol, ein devar eklum. But if today's Rosh Hashanah, then what I just said is nothing. Ul v'kar el of shame. And then you designate the truma. The Tfasemes wants to know why the Gemara says these three words. He says it doesn't make sense. Why he's making this saying it again? Ul menicha, and you leave it alone. Lamacha, the next day, who omer, say the same thing. Take the same two baskets, say the exact same thing. If today's not Rosh Hashanah, then basket A is truma for basket B. And if today's Kodesh, what I just said is nothing. The Koral of Shame, again, what does that mean? For Ochel and you eat it. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Oser, Rabbi Yossi says absolutely not. V'chein, hay Rabbi Yossi Oser, b'shnei yom tov m'shal galias. And Rabbi Yossi also ossered 2 days of galus. What does that mean? 2 days of galus? Doing the same thing 2 days yontif, Rashi says, "Afal gafte mishum safek v'chad menayu chol afilu hachi machmir b'hu Rabbi Yossi." Right? V'hanach de Rosh Hashanah lo kari leishal galias. Now Rashi wakes up and says, you know, Rosh Hashanah has nothing to do with galus. Sha'am b'nei sha'am for Yerushalayim. Even in Yerushalayim, they also made 2 days. Kigon shabo edim and mincha v'mayel. Edim came in the afternoon. And that extended to the morning as well. Okay, so we'll have to stop here because we got a daven. But the now is as big. It's a long story. We'll finish it tonight. We'll do today's. We'll finish up today, and then we'll do daf mem. Also, everybody have a very good day.